This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
George Gillum joins me from the Miller Center of Public Affairs. Christina Lopez-Guitardi is also with us. They're behind the public forum programs, which invite you to come join in conversation with some of the nation's newsmakers, scholars, and political commentators that come here to Charlottesville. George, how are you? Happy New Year.
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good. I hope you had a wonderful holiday season with the family and everybody.
Did all of that.
And all that mess of grandkids you have.
went to saw some of them in California last week.
Oh, wonderful. Hope you had nice weather.
Had very nice weather. Christina just has kids. She's still a baby.
Yeah, yeah, and little ones too. I've seen you out on the downtown mall. You have really tiny ones.
Yeah, I've got a 4-year-old and a almost 2-year-old.
So you're not sleeping, I guess.
I'm not sleeping. I'm not doing much besides that.
I remember those days quite well.
Yeah,
indeed. So George, we want to find out what's going on at the Miller Center this year, and especially over the next few weeks, so people can mark their calendars accordingly and plan to join y'all there. And but before we do, I'm just curious if we could, if I could ask you about your thoughts about Tucson and this tragic events that unfolded this weekend, and of course, all over the news, and people like me in the media trying so desperately to make sense of what you really can't make sense of.
Well, you know, violence is as American as apple pie, unfortunately.
Yeah,
and we have a history of being a very violent country. These things come in waves, violence at schools, shootings. With one of my colleagues today was talking with me about comparing the 60s, and we had the terrible assassinations in the 60s of John F. Kennedy and Robert Kennedy and Martin Luther King Jr. So this is nothing new, unfortunately. What does seem to be dominating a lot of the political conversation is whether or not the vitriolic atmosphere that we have poisoning our political waters right now caused this. And my conclusion is maybe the same as David Brooks, my favorite conservative columnist for the New York Times. Brooks said last night on the NewsHour that while there certainly is a correlation between violence and the rise of vitriol in the civic square, that there is not necessarily any causation, and in fact, there's no evidence of causation. But one of the things that the Miller Center of Public Affairs works so hard at doing is elevating the level of discourse, and so the sad and tragic events in Tucson really give us the opportunity to reflect anew on how important it is to have civil, enlightened, illuminating conversation. We need to get away from this business of calling people with whom we disagree our enemies rather than our opponents.
Right, right.
We need to stop saying that people who have a different view than we have are un-American, that they're Nazis or they're socialists or whatever. We need to stop saying that people with whom we disagree probably weren't even born here and may even be Muslims.
Yeah, yeah.
We just need to get away from that stuff. And so people...
There is a responsibility, I think, whether you're elected or whether you have a place in the media. I think you have a responsibility to try to lift the debate instead of pandering to the basest instincts among us. And yet we've seen that. We've seen it from both sides. I am steadfastly of the opinion that I think you see more of this kind of thing, especially in appeal to gun violence, from the right than the left, but we do see it from both sides, and it is a pandering to the worst instincts among us.
One of the things that seems to distinguish the days we're living in now from the 1960s is that in the 1960s, it was the leadership who tried to remain civilized. It was the mobs, the young Vietnam War protesters, the civil rights demonstrators, and so on, who were unruly. Today, it's really the opposite. The people yeah. are pretty organized and pretty well behaved. It's the chattering classes, the political leaders, who are the ones who are spreading the vitriol. So we're sort of flipped from where we were in the 60s, and I'm not sure it's a change for the better.
We're talking with George Gillum of the Miller Center. You can learn more online at millercenter.org. And, of course, the Miller Center's public forum programs really invites anybody in off the street to come in and sit down and participate in a civil conversation, often about very divisive policy issues that the country is facing, whether domestic or international, or even other countries are facing from other parts of the world. And I think the Miller Center is it's one of the best things about it, is it sets this example, and an example, obviously, that we desperately need in this country now more than ever.
I have been running the Miller Center Forum program for 7 years, with Christina's help for almost 3 years. And one of the things that we're very proud of is that every year we seem to be able to get the person who is about to win the Pulitzer Prize. And we're starting the winter-spring forum season this coming Monday, January 17th at 11 o'clock, with a person who has already won the Pulitzer Prize once, and I'm absolutely persuaded after reading her new book that she's going to get it again this year. And really everybody who has read the book agrees with that. It's gotten fabulous reviews. Her name is Isabel Wilkerson, and the book is The Warmth of Other Suns, The Epic Story of America's Great Migration. And it tells the story of three African Americans who were forced by Jim Crow laws and the abuse they were taking in the South to move to other parts of the country. In two cases, the North or Midwest, and the other California.
Yeah.
And
I've heard this book is amazing.
It is really amazing. And Isabel Wilkerson is a terrific speaker. And so I encourage people to come out. Christina has the first really controversial topic of the new year.
And that will be?
That's on January 21st, on the next Friday. We have Anthony Cordesman, who's most well known for being a national security analyst for ABC News, but he's also with the Center for Strategic and International Studies. And he's essentially going to be giving us an assessment of the war in Afghanistan, which is timely given the beginning of the withdrawal in coming next summer in July of 2011. But he's generating great interest. We're getting a lot of calls about this forum, primarily because he's just an expert on about every tough topic you can think about: energy, national security, the Middle East, defense issues, you name it.
So bring your questions. Good stuff. And one or two more here that we're looking at over the next few weeks?
Well, 2 weeks from yesterday, January 24th, we're having back for his second bite at the apple, Scott Atran. Scott is, of all things, an anthropologist, but he is the leading expert based on hundreds of interviews. He is the expert on why people become suicide bombers and join things like Al-Qaeda. And he has interviewed the families of about 600 people who left Spain or the Middle East, Egypt, and became members of Al-Qaeda, and in many cases became suicide bombers. And it is a wonderful talk that he gives. So if you wonder, why did that nice boy who lived up the street suddenly blew himself up in front of a Marine guardhouse in Afghanistan? Scott's studied these people and really knows a lot about what it is that causes them to sort of fall off the cliff. And then January 28th, we have Michael Duffy, who is the Washington bureau chief of Time magazine, who's coming to talk about the coverage that Time Life provided to John F. Kennedy during the 1960 campaign. This is the 50th anniversary. He is going to argue, basically, we made the first celebrity president. They assigned 10 photographers. 10 photographers to cover John F. Kennedy because he was so photogenic.
Yeah.
And he's going to be bringing a lot of photographs that have never been seen from the 1960 campaign. But basically, he's going to talk about how the presidency changed from the kind of business-like, really kind of dull Eisenhower presidency to the glamorous Camelot.
Got sexy, didn't it? Yeah.
Really sexy, of John F. Kennedy and Jacqueline Kennedy, and the role that the press had, and particularly the role that Time Life had, because Life magazine was where big pictures were published at that time.
George Gillum and Christina Lopez-Guitardi, they're with the Miller Center of Public Affairs, online at millercenter.org. The complete schedule of the public forums is available there. Thank you both for being here. And George, thank you for your thoughts about the tragedy in Arizona.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.